The University of Wyoming will be launching an outdoor recreation and tourism management degree this fall. It's been a 3-year effort, but those in the industry have wanted the degree for almost 20 years. But as Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck reports, everyone is happy now.
Tourism and recreation is the second leading industry in the state. So it was crazy to many that the state's only 4-year university wasn't interested in helping the industry develop young people who could potentially work the wide range of jobs the state has to offer. Then one day, Indy Burke, who at the time was the dean of the Hobbs School of Environment and Natural Resources, reached out to the director of the Wyoming Office of Tourism, Diane Schober.
And it was the first time ever that I had heard someone at the University of Wyoming talk about a tourism degree that was more than a natural resource conservation type of management degree, that it really was about the business of the tourism economy and what the vision could be. And so we got very excited about it.
Schober shared the information with those in the tourism field, and they were off and running.
The industry has weighed in all along the way, from early research to interviews to know we think this needs to be shaped a little bit differently here. And the university's been really responsive to that in working through the academic side and the input from the industry.
Schober notes there are jobs in the hospitality industry, at ski areas, museums, and state parks, and that's just to name a few. The Hobbs School's Doug Walkup did early legwork and helped focus groups with business leaders. He was pleasantly surprised at the list of skills they asked for.
Communication skills, critical thinking skills, teamwork skills, ability to work in digital environments, things like that. They listed those out first, and then they began to talk about things, well, I need a marketing person, or I need someone with accounting skills, or I need guides, you know, those sorts of things.
The other thing the advisory group pushed for was developing people with entrepreneurial skills.
Folks that would actually begin to develop or build existing businesses, start new businesses, things like that.
Dan McCoy is in charge of the degree program. He says it'll be diverse and utilize a variety of programs across campus that involve such things as science, business, and the humanities, to name a few.
And the skills that we want that students to have coming from this degree is the ability to kind of adapt and change career paths and trajectories throughout their careers.
The degree will have 4 focus areas that will include business and hospitality management, outdoor recreation and leadership, as well as 2 more.
Cultural and international tourism, which is working with international visitors in a Western context, and then recreation resource management, a little bit more geared towards the ski area operations, guest ranches, dude ranches.
There is going to be a lot of classroom work, but Doug Walkup adds that hands-on is very important. Students will be encouraged to get internships, and a stronger real-world experience will also be part of the curriculum.
But we also designed a professional semester, which is a very focused, concentrated time in their senior year in which they'll actually be working in and around industry, around capstone projects and some other things like that.
Rick Howe of the Jackson Hole Chamber of Commerce says a degree program should develop high-quality employees who are ready to deal with the many challenges of a guest service industry.
Whether it's dealing with how staff interacts with people, whether you're dealing with conflict resolution, I mean, education is so key because what you're typically learning is the best ways to handle something.
Alex Klein is the vice president and general manager of the Grand Teton Lodge Company. He says the degree is very important, and he likes the mix of the curriculum, especially in an era where all businesses are becoming more complex. Klein also hopes this will keep Wyoming students at home and no longer lose them to other degree programs in other states.
You know, we are the second largest industry in Wyoming, and I think we want to be able to educate the future leaders of this industry right here in the state of Wyoming and not send them out of state to other colleges and universities, and I think have a question as to whether or not they're going to come back.
Cheyenne Little America General Manager Tony O'Brien agrees. He says it's sometimes difficult to hire people who know and love Wyoming. He thinks the UW program will take the industry to another level.
Not having a degree in tourism, it hurts us. We're trying to grab people from other colleges that are close by, and you know, maybe they know or don't know about Wyoming. But I think it'll be really important to find quality long-term management employees that can hopefully last a long time.
Program coordinator Dan McCoy says there's a lot of student interest in the program, and not only from Wyoming, but from throughout the nation. The program will begin offering classes in the fall. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.